All right. If we are ready this morning, let's open our Bibles to Colossians in chapter 2. Colossians in chapter 2. I'm going to take a different approach this morning than normal. And what I mean by that is this is going to be about this body that's in here this morning, okay? It's to everybody that would watch the video, but it's about this body in here this morning. I've read these verses over and over and over and over. And I started thinking about this, the handful of verses here that I want to look at, and I want to make it about us this morning. And I don't mean that in a selfish manner, because I want you to see some things, a little bit of what Joanna and Jim and I were talking about before we ever got started, and some of what we were talking about in that first hour. So we're going to read three verses, and I'm going to try to unfold some stuff to you. And this is going to be about our testimony. It's going to be about us who have come to light, who've come to truth, right? And so I think this is very much needed for the body that's right here. Obviously, anyone out there gets a hold of it through media, and it blesses their hearts, then hallelujah, right? But it's about this body that's been assembled right here. Look in Colossians in chapter 2. We'll read that, we'll pray, and then we'll go into the teaching. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them of Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Let us pray. Father, we're so thankful for this day, so thankful for your word, so thankful for the truth of God, and the truth of the word of God, in this book that we have. We thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes and giving us this beautiful word that we might believe it and teach others to bring them into the fellowship of the mystery. We give you the praise, honor, and glory for that. Above all, we give you the praise, honor, and glory for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day for our justification. We love you, give you praise, honor, and glory. And everyone did say, amen. All right, so in that verse 2 right there, there's some strong language to those of us who have come into this body of truth that we now have. Look here again. That their hearts might be comforted. Does anybody have comfort with your justification this morning? Yes. That salvation that you now understand with clarity, how it's not about you, but it's about what He did. You got that comfort? Being knit together in love. I'm going to show you some stuff about that. Unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Now, some people preach and teach there's three mysteries there. I don't really see that. I just see the Godhead there. If that's so and that's true and they preach it that way, God love them, and maybe I just need to learn some more and grow some more. But I just see that as the Godhead. And he says in verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now look at verse 9. It kind of tells you why I believe what I believe. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So what did it talk about there? The Father and of God, and right? And of the Son, right? Of Christ. Then it says that Christ is the Godhead bodily. But what I want you to see is that knit together. Because I said this was going to be about us this morning. And all the testimonies I've heard since we started this thing, I'll be honest with you, it's testimonies sometimes that keep me going. I can get to a real low point and somebody will hit me up on Facebook, a text message, an email, whatever it is, wherever it's at, YouTube, whatever it is. Donnie, thank you for what you're doing. The Word of God has opened my eyes. I can finally see and understand my Bible. Thank you for showing me this grace message. Thank you. And I'm not pinning those roses on me, folks. It's all the glory to God, right? But thank God that We're vessels with this power. We're vessels with this power. And the power is not of us, it's of God, right? Because we preach not ourselves, but Christ crucified, right? And so I started thinking about these verses, knit together. Knit together in love. Where are we knit together? You know, we came out of darkness. We came into this truth. And what happened with you when you came to this truth? Do you remember it? That light didn't come on like a candle. It came on like a floodlight. And your inner man began to shine inside of you. And you were like, whoo, where's this been all my life? You know, it had to happen to you that way, didn't it? And you started to see the bits and the pieces, and it started to come together as a bigger thing for you. And you're like, this is the truth. My Bible finally makes sense to me. And that body began to come together. And then God puts together a fellowship that there wasn't one here. Folks, we're not going to find this teaching in this area, right? And there again, we don't take glory in that. It's sad that people have to ride an hour, two, three, whatever the case is, to find the word of truth rightly divided. That's really sad. It's a sad testimony for what the so-called church has allowed and been held back from by the ministers of darkness. But to the praise of the body that we have right here, we give Him the honor and the glory. Look at the word there again. That you be knit together in love. That sounds like me and you, don't it? Well, let me show you something just a little further than that. Look here at 2:19 of Colossians. 2:19. Y'all know I can't do it without putting something on this board, don't you? Look at that knit together. Watch it again. And not holding the head, which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered and what? Knit together. Who are we knit together with? The head, folks. All these believers, man. There's little old Donnie, the nobody, telling everybody about somebody who can save anybody if they'll just put their faith in Him. Amen? Oh, man. And we come on across here. We even got maybe a Randy in here. Randy, you never know, there might be some country boys in heaven, right? Here we get in here, we got Wayne in this thing. Boy, I'm going to make somebody mad because I'm going to put your name on the board where they can see it on YouTube. Oh, we got Brother Todd. Man, you knew I got to put you up there. Here we got, I can cover a lot of ground right here. We got the J family. That's Jim, Joanna, Joy, that whole family, the Jays. We got the Jay family over here, man. We got Barbara and we got Deborah. And y'all see where I'm going with that? I'll shortcut y'all's name for the sake I don't know how to spell them. Right? Here's Christ. I left out my wife. I'm not going to ride home with that. We'll put that right down here. It's Joanna. It's Joanna. Y'all didn't think I was that stupid, did you? Oh, man, we got Todd's mom. I forgot her name, but I'll put... Oh, she made sure I knew. She said, don't you just put mom up there. Oh, we got Elizabeth in here. I'm going to stop. I hope I didn't offend anybody. If you don't see your name up there, it's because you're not saved. No. Willie, I'm sorry. We got Willie. Got Beth. All y'all safe. But you see where we knit together? Oh, Linda, Lord, bless God. Man, all the work they did in that conference. I'm going to put their name up there. Lynn and Lori. Man, we got them. But step. I ain't sure Leonard's really in there. Leonard, I'll put you in here. Leonard. Man, Alex. Stephanie, you in there. Do you see this body? Wait, Joy, I ain't mean to upset you. I got all y'all in there. Amen. We see how we're knit together. Where are we knit together at?
In Christ,
right? You see, this is Christ, and this thing goes on forever and ever in that body, right? Being knit together. You know what knit us together? The truth of the Word of God. Right? You know why we keep coming back here and we keep doing what we do? Because we're knit together. We're not knit together over a man's made program. We're not knit together over music. We're not knit together over good food, although we all like to eat, right? We're knit together over the Word of God, this union unto the head, the church, the body of Christ. And see, when you read this, you got to read it in a historical setting. Go back and watch it real quick. Verse 2. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Something brought us together, folks. The mystery. Right? It's amazing that the mystery has brought us together into this fellowship and this body and this truth, and we can teach it, we can share it, we've seen it, the light came, but yet it's so unknown. It's still a mystery. You know, Satan's having a field day with so-called churches, so-called Christianity, because he's holding them back from this acknowledgement of the mystery. They don't understand it. They don't understand what you and I have come to the truth of. We're not praising ourselves, not sticking our chest out saying, look at me, but my, what it did for you when you saw it. Think about that. You remember that Bible, how complicated it was? You'd pick it up and you'd read and you'd be like, man, that is how do I fit in? And you learn that mystery, and all of a sudden that Bible was like, this makes sense. I can make some sense out of this now. You know why? Because you knew where to go to find you. Right? You knew where to go. And you know, because you're now doing what God is doing, and you're not doing opposite of what God was doing, now you're holding up the head, and you're knit together in love. Right? Because the head is now the thing that we are holding up. We're not holding up a denomination. We're not holding up some creed. We're not holding up some man. Right? We're not carrying God. Right? We're holding up the head, which is the thing that knits us all together in love. Amen? The love of Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Think about some of that mystery stuff. The one that really started to work in my mind that helped me when I go back and I look at the Scripture. It may be different for you, but look at Romans chapter 11. I'll show you one of those mysteries that helped me. Maybe it helped you, but this is one of those mysteries that Paul laid out that helped me, right? Verse 25, I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. See that? Lest you should be wise in your own what? Conceits. If you don't understand this mystery, you will end up being wise in your own conceits. That's what will happen to you. You'll begin to think that you're somebody that you're not. You begin to think that you're more than what you really are if you don't understand this particular mystery right here. Watch what he says. That the blindness in part is happened unto Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. That helped me. I realize now what was going on back in those four Gospels with Israel, and I understand now why they are blind in part, right? I understand now what God is doing. He has set that program to the side. He has revealed the mystery unto Paul. Paul's revealed it unto us through the writings. Now I have that understanding. I can understand that God's not working a prophetic plan today. He's working the plan of mystery to build this body in union with the head, that all of us be joined together, knit together in love and in comfort in this body of Jesus Christ. That new man. That's good stuff, isn't it? I mean, this is about us this morning. Not selfishly. We have come into this body. You know what else we get to do? Throughout all eternity, we get to be knit together. Amen? We've learned God's mystery. We've learned something about the mystery of God's will. How many people know that? Get you a paid pastor and ask him what the mystery of God's will is. He'll look at you like you just sprouted horns. Right? We know the mystery of God's will. It's how that in the fullness of all things, he's going to put us all, whether it be heaven and earth, in Christ Jesus, right? All of us. Dominion of everything. He that filleth all in all, Christ Jesus. You know our part? Being knit right here. Watch. Here's why I believe the Spirit gives this to Paul to say. Look back at Colossians. See, Colossians here, they were getting pulled away. They were getting pulled away by some man-made stuff. Now, we know that don't happen in church today, right? They're getting pulled away by man-made stuff. And watch what the Spirit leads Paul to do. After he just gives them the acknowledgement of the mystery and all that, he tells them in verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So where is that wisdom and knowledge? It's in the head. It's in Jesus Christ. So what should you be seeking? That thing which is above, right? The head. That's where you're going to learn, folks. That the mystery is still in Christ, and that's where the knowledge of the mystery is. That's where all the wisdom is. It's not in Dr. Bottle Stopper. It's not in a denomination. It's not in something you can do. The wisdom of God is in Christ. Amen. Now watch what Paul says. In this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. You see how it starts? Enticing words. How did Satan work on Eve? Well, let's doubt the word of God, right? He started with enticing words. Let's doubt what God said. That's what men do today. We can't have a perfectly preserved Bible. That's impossible. Well, argue that with God. I believe we can. And I believe I do. Amen? He said he could preserve his word. He could preserve his word. He that stepped out on nothing and spoke all things into existence. He that created man from dust, I believe can preserve his word. Amen. If you don't, then you just don't serve the same God I do. Watch what he says. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith, where? In Christ. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. We received Him by grace through faith, and we're going to walk how? By grace through faith. Rooted and built up in Him, established in a faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, now watch, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after tradition of men and after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. There's no accident that verse 9 and 10 say what they say. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. We in this room have come to the acknowledgement of the mystery, and you know what happens when you come to the acknowledgement of the mystery? You get off of a law performance treadmill. You quit trying to work your way up to be accepted with God. You realize that I am complete in Him. He is the head of all things, and I am joined to Him. Amen. Not only am I in Christ in heavenly places, but Christ is in me, my hope of glory. We came to that knowledge. I heard a brother say already this morning, I can't go to those other places and hear that stuff. I can't either. Man, I just can't do it. I can't sit and listen to a guy spill out a bunch of enticing words, twisting scripture to get you to believe his church creed. I can't do it. You know what used to take me minutes and hours and years maybe to find out what kind of a preacher, a teacher, a guy was, takes me about 5 minutes now, if that. Right? As soon as he starts to put wool on my back and give me a twinkly little tail and feed me sheep food, I know good and well he don't know the Word of God, rightly divided. They don't take long at all, man. Those people have made more sheep than God. That all you get is that earthly teaching about what we're going to do to please God. Holding up the head, that's pleasing unto God. And my Son in whom I'm well pleased, I'm joined to Him. I'm knit together with Him. Being knit together with Him, I'm also knit together with you. Because every one of us are in that same body. Right? We're a part of that body. Nobody else's writings do that, by the way, in Scripture. Alright? You saw Israel's blindness. Look at Romans 16:25. Y'all have never seen that one before. I'm not going to hit every verse that I've got written down and get you out of here at a decent time. Look at 16:25. Now to Him that has the power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Hold your finger right there and look at Colossians 1. Look at Colossians 1. Look at verse 25 there. Wherefore I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. Whose writings fulfilled the word of God? Paul's. Even the mystery, watch, which have been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You see that? So God Almighty said, there's something, according to you and I, that back here in the past was held secret. When you look at that, he said it was not known in ages or generations. Right? Well, ages is time. Generations is people. Nobody before Paul had that information. At any time. See that? So nobody before Paul had this information that concerned you and I. How God Almighty was going to redeem us. Right? Bring us into a body, a new creature. Not something that was going on back here. Right? Something brand new. He reveals to Paul everything that was accomplished by that cross. To you and I, it's our hope of glory. We've come into this truth. Some of you have got great testimonies of stuff that you were brought out of. The weight that was taken off of you when you realized you were no longer carrying a cross. You were no longer trying to carry Jesus. You're no longer trying to abide to get accepted. You've already been accepted. You weren't trying to take in tithes and offerings to get God to do something good for you today. Something He's already done. Already blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. This is about you this morning. This mystery, this wisdom that you have come into, you didn't come into it by accident. You know why you came into it? Because you were seeking truth. You knew there was something missing in your old religious self that never could get satisfied through religion. And you were listening, and you were looking, and you were seeking for truth. When you heard it, you didn't say, oh, you followed up on it. There's testimonies in this room, and I'm one of them, that when I heard it, I started searching. You know what we became? Bereans. We were searching the scriptures to see if it would be true or not. Right? You know what most people do, folks? They parrot what they hear somebody else say. Most people's belief system is only deep as its pastor. My belief system is as deep as the wisdom of God, the hidden wisdom of God. Stuff that I can't even yet figure out. Stuff that I still struggle with to understand, but I know it's the wisdom of God. And this is about this fellowship coming together to grow that way so that it can continue to go out there so that people can have a place to come to where they can hear the Word of God rightly divided. Hey, you could get a much better teacher, man. There's plenty of them out there. But listen, I am what I am by the grace of God, right? I'm not much, but I'm all I got, right? Work with me a little bit. I'm doing the best I can to help you. Amen? So you stay in this thing and you grow in this thing, and what happens is that old religious self, he gets further and further away. You know what you need? Him to get further and further away. Those of us who've seen this thing and acknowledge this thing, we've got something working in us. And that's that Word of God, man, working effectually in you because you what? Because you believe it. You know what we learn? This is generic, man. I told you, this is different today. You know what we learn? We can believe God's book. When I read God's Word, I can say, hey, man, that's God's Word. I can believe that. I don't have to do what all the denominations do and go off and learn about 2 semesters worth of Greek so I can act like I'm a Greek scholar. So they can change the Word of God because they know some Greek. I know some Greek. They run a restaurant. I know some Hebrews. One of them used to make my suits for me. Right? But all that business is word correcting. It's Bible correcting. You know, you take verses like Mark 16. Generic, man. But we learn this thing. This is about you this morning. This is about you continuing in the faith. That's what Paul instructed you to do. Paul didn't say continue in faith. He said continue in the faith. The faith that we have right here. You know how easy it is to get discouraged? Because you're going to go talk to your friends. They go to church. You're an outcast. You're in a cult. Well, praise the Lord. If a cult means I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins, was buried, rose again the third day for my justification, and I am knit together in love, in the head, by the head, through this body, members of each one of you along with Christ, then let me be whatever you want me to be. But you know what I am by the Bible? I'm right. Because the Bible said so. It's a discouraging thing. And sometimes what we want to do, because my sister won't take it, my brother won't take it, my mom won't take it, my daddy won't take it, we want to quit. Don't, man. Don't. Don't quit. Somebody out there is going to get a hold of it. It might not be the person closest to you, because sometimes those are the hardest people in the world to reach. You know why? They know you. And you know them. Right? Some of it's pride. I won't let go of what I've been taught because I'd have to admit what I was taught was wrong. I had to. Now this whole thing, when you get a hold of it and you've got to go on. You got to be a good soldier in it. It's not easy, right? You know, somebody said to me, he said, what's it like going over there teaching, you know, 14, 15, 20 people, you know, the same group of people? I love it. If it wasn't 10 of them, 5 of them, I love it. It ain't about the number of people here, it's about the message. What if I tell 10 people and they tell 10 people and they tell 10 people? You see how it works, right? I'm not discouraged because we have a small group. I fully expect to have a small group. Why? Because we're preaching and teaching the truth. Right? Look here at this verse, these verses. 16 and 15 of Mark. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Stop. See? They said, well, that don't really mean that. Well, why did he say it? If baptism didn't play a part, water baptism didn't play a part in Israel's program, why in the world did John the Baptist come out of the wilderness saying, be baptized? I'll tell you why. Because it was part of the program. Now, we don't have to butcher up those verses. We know what that means. So those that cling to that, verse 17 comes in, and these signs might follow. No, it's not what it said. These signs shall follow. Well, how many people hold on to those verses but don't have the signs following? All of them today, because these signs aren't prevalent today, right? But you can't. You got to understand, Donnie. You got to have the spiritual understanding of that. Yeah, I can believe God's word because you know what I know. That program's not for me. You know what taught me that? The acknowledgement of the mystery. Amen. You see how good it can be? Go back over there, Colossians chapter 2. I don't want to take y'all off the board, but I got to. Nobody get upset. You had your moment of fame. About 25 YouTube watchers. Going to see your name on the board, even though they probably couldn't read it there. Generic folks, but stay with me. Colossians 2. If you get this down, it'll help you a ton. Paul's telling these Colossians that everything they need is where? In Christ. You don't need anything else. Don't let any man judge you in food, drink, or a holy day, right? Paul says that Jesus Christ is so all in all, and you're so complete in Christ, you do not need a fleshly circumcision. Look over there at 2 and 11. You don't need it. Paul says that you're so complete in Jesus Christ, you do not need a water baptism. Oh, but Jesus said. Jesus told Paul to write this down. right? Paul says that you're so complete in Christ that not only did He forgive you, He forgave you how many of your sins? All the things that were practiced in Israel's program, fleshly circumcision, water baptism, confession of sins, Paul said every bit of that when Christ died, arose the third day, and revealed this mystery to me, every bit of that has been done away physically and has been accomplished how? Spiritually. That's what the verses are telling you. Now you see how you can be knit together. Now you see how that body is one. Look at Ephesians chapter 3. About you and I this morning and what we have. And listen, if I get hit by a Mack truck today and you never see me again on this side of heaven, I want you to do something for me. Hold fast the words of the sound doctrine in which I've taught you. Don't let go. Don't let go. Stay in the faith of the word of truth. You have a bad day today? Stay in the faith. You have a bad year? Stay in the faith. Something goes wrong in your life and you're not living and performing the way a Christian ought to? Stay in the faith. At least hold on to the words of sound doctrine. Don't let up. Don't let up. Because that's what the enemy wants. Because you are the only light that this world has. The light is not coming to the world out of covenant theology. Where were you and I? In darkness. What were we under? Covenant theology. The light is coming through the body of Christ. The people who have made acknowledgement of the mystery. That's where the light's coming from. And that's who we are. Don't let it go. Don't let it slip. Right? Hold on to it. Somebody wants to talk you out of it. They'll show you three verses to try to tell. We've got a mountain of evidence that we've built over 6 years to show we are in the faith. Right? It's not popular. We get it. Neither was Noah. You want to talk about preaching to the same crowd, right? Didn't my seven get on with Noah? They were all family members. I can't even get my family members here, right? Noah had an edge on me even. Listen, the mystery of God, the mystery of the Father, the mystery of Christ is what Christ did and accomplished on this cross. By Him, through Him, and in Him, for every man that walks the earth today to be saved by God's grace through faith by what He revealed unto the Apostle Paul, that all the work had been accomplished in Christ. Paul said, let me preach the mystery of Christ. Let me preach the mystery of the gospel. People don't even realize that what Paul was given about this cross was not known before Paul. Look at Ephesians 3. I told you to turn there. Look. Look at, actually, yeah, look at 3. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, how that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in what? The mystery of Christ. Christ in the flesh. Christ over here walking in those four gospels. That's not the mystery. That's prophesied throughout all the prophets. The Christ that appeared to the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus that the church world has ignored for thousands of years, have pushed away. Pushed away His writings, pushed away the apostle. You folks that are sitting in this room this morning, you've received it. You believe that God sent you, Paul. You believe that Paul wrote to you your doctrine. And you know what? Because of that, He's put His Word in you. He's given you comfort. He's given you peace. He's given you assurance of your salvation. He's given you assurance of your destination. I would venture to say, those of you who have received this, you don't lay down tonight going, boy, if I die, I wonder what's going to happen. Amen. And I'm not afraid of dying. And you heard me say it. I just don't want to be there when it happens. But I know where I'm going to be when I wake up. Amen. All right? So this stuff that people have ignored, that God came back and appeared to Paul, unprophesied. Go find it in Scripture. You won't do it. Right? For a special dispensation of His grace. Of His grace. And we've been rejecting it. But listen, right here in this room, we accept it, we receive it, and we believe it. Makes you different. Not in an arrogant way, but it makes you different. In a justified way. In a sanctified way. In the right way. One day, this body right here in this room and all those outside of here that's done the same thing, we're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Oh, and I guarantee you we've got some stuff that's going to melt. Don't get me wrong. But you know what? That which is found in you to the glory of God according to this dispensation and the head of the church, the body of Christ in which you've held up, there's going to be a payday for it. And I don't mean that in an arrogant way that He's going to give you gold bricks and say, go build you a mansion. That's not what I'm talking about. But that's going to last, that's going to stand, and it's going to be with you through all eternity to glorify God with what's left in you, which is after the measurement of Christ. Not to you run around like a peacock in heaven and say, look at me. Right? But He be glorified. Trophies of His grace. Those no good Gentiles that I gave up on in Genesis 11, now I brought them into the body. Watch, 3:4. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge of the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. What? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs into the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ. How? What gospel? The gospel that we read in Mark? No. The gospel that was given unto Paul. How that Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose without your sin until justification. Go find that in Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You find a bunch of people ignorant of it, don't you? You know why? Because that's not what they had to believe. Amen. If that's what they had to believe, then God sure shortchanged them. They had to believe that He was the Messiah. Receiving, be water baptized, keep the commandments, sell all that they had. You can find a couple pretenders in this law thing. I'm keeping the law. You keep those two or three that you feel like you're holding on to, but you know good and well you're not keeping the law. You see the mystery. Now watch. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectual working of His power unto me, whom less than the least of these saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the what? The unsearchable riches of Christ. Jesus Christ started giving Paul this unsearchable stuff about Him, about what God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit had planned before the world was. He gives it to Paul. He kept it a secret. He gives it to Paul. The only place you're going to find those riches is in Romans through Philemon. Amen. For you and I. This body that God is forming. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Look at verse 14. For He is our peace, who have made both one, and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace. You see those commandments and ordinances? Go back and look at Colossians and chapter 2 and see what He did. Took it out of the way and He nailed it to His cross. Right? A new creature you are, created in Christ Jesus. How many of you know that? I know this crowd knows that. Because I've heard you tell me that. You know that. And because of that, you have peace today like you never had before. Amen. You've got understanding today like you never had before. You now, among the few, can open your Bible and turn to your identity. Right? Most people have no clue their identity. They've been held under a law doctrine. They've been held under a performance-based system their entire religious or Christian life. And you were, and I was. But when that light came on, the acknowledgement of the mystery knit together, and you really understood, I've been focused on me all this time. I've been focused on my sin all this time. I've been focused on trying to get to an old-fashioned altar, confess them, cry over them, only to get up and repeat it. And today you say, praise God, they're all forgiven. Amen. They're all taken away. Right? Never to be imputed to me. Never to be charged to my account because they were charged to my Savior. I don't have to go to a wire window and confess anything to a man. Right? I don't have to get on my knees and beg God to forgive me. He's already done it. But that just ain't what right, brother, because that just goes against what John 1 says. Well, it'd be a good time for you to put John 1 to the group it was written to. Israel under law. Israel under confession. The body of Christ. Do you realize what you are this morning? Who you are this morning? Generically, I'm just trying to get you to enjoy, to reap the blessings that Jesus Christ has already provided you. So that you can go out here today, when you're riding home, you can start praising God for what He's made you. Amen. Not what you're going to be. You know, all those old songs, man, what we're going to be one day, what we're going to be one day. Man, I'm somebody today in Christ. Amen. I'm already seated with Him in heavenly places. Man, I'm rejoicing in the salvation that He gave me. I'm glad to know that it's by grace through faith. It's not of myself. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a done deal. Religion says do. Grace says done. Amen. Religion says the flesh. God says nail it to the cross. Right? Over here, religion, it says if you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. Over here, it says forgive because you've already been forgiven. Do you realize what you have? You've been studying this thing long enough right now, you ought to be rejoicing in Christ. I don't know, maybe whatever it is, whatever purpose to do this generic message, maybe it's needed for somebody who's already struggling. Maybe struggles are coming and you're going to need it. All I'm telling you is you got it. Hold on to it. Study it. Stay with it. Grow in it. Let nobody talk you out of it. Right? Enticing words. Rudiments of the world. All that business. In closing today, I'm not here to beat on anybody. There's a guy the other day baptizing his son in water. Rejoicing. I ain't going to beat anybody up over that. But I wanted to call him and say, does your son know that God has already took care of the baptism? He's already put your son, if he's believed the gospel, he's already baptized him into Christ's death, raised him in the likeness of new life, put him in Christ in heavenly places. Does he know that doctrine? You see, give me something physical and everybody can see the evidence. What's my evidence? Somebody remember my evidence? Christ raised from the dead. Seated at the right hand of the Father. That's my evidence. Well, what about you? He's dead. Reckon yourself to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God. Wherefore, you become dead to the law that you might be married unto another. Are you understanding? We are not here for the joy of entertainment. We're here to hold up the head. That all men might hear what He's done for them. receiving by faith, grow in the knowledge of the truth, right? Is anybody here grown? You probably grew in the first hour of this truth more than you did in the previous years you were in the live program. I'm not telling you there's not some of them out there good with what they teach and preach in the way they do it. They are. They're good. They've got scripture. You know, you can be biblical. You can find it in the Bible. But it better be dispensational. It better be to you and about you. Oh man, I can preach a lot of stuff out of the Bible. I can get you all messed up. Right? Folks, this is for you this morning. I want you to have it, man. I want you to understand what you have in Christ. Right? This room right here with these people, you have the treasures, the hidden wisdom of God. Christ Himself, where all the wisdom and treasure is. You just got to get in there. You got to want it. You got to pull it out. All right? Let us pray. Father, we're so thankful for Your Word, Your love, Your grace, Your mercy. I thank You so much for the first man that I ever heard teach right division. How You used that man to help open the eyes of someone who was blind in religion. I can't thank You enough. I thank You, Lord, for the gospel that'll save anyone who will believe it and receive it by faith. How that Your Son died for their sins, shed His blood for them, was buried with their sins, raised without their sins, until justification of life. For all this, Lord, we give You the praise, the thanks, the honor, and glory. For in the name which is above every name, we pray this morning, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.